The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus and his disciples came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Did anybody bring their imagination with them today? Oh, good. Okay, if you're shaking your head no, then you're just going to have to deal with it. Imagine you had the opportunity to be face to face with Jesus while he was here physically on earth. Imagine still, Jesus asks you this question: "What do you want me to do for you?" Are you thinking about it? What would you ask Jesus to do for you? We only get one question. Over the past month, we have focused on chapter 10 in Mark's gospel. I call it the questions and answer chapter in Mark's. In the beginning of chapter 10, we heard the Pharisees, in trying to trap Jesus in his answer to the question, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" Following this dialogue with Jesus, we find the rich young ruler asking Jesus a very important question: "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" In both of these questions to Jesus, the hearers did not like the answers Jesus gave them. Then last week and this week, Jesus asked those who were following him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Last week we heard James and John, part of Jesus' inner circle of disciples, ask Jesus to sit on his right hand and on his left when he comes into glory. Jesus makes it clear to his disciples that sitting on his right and on his left was not his decision. James and John were interested in power. They believed in Jesus. They knew Jesus was special to God, but they still didn't understand what sacrifices lie ahead of them. This brings us to the final chapter, part of chapter 10 in Mark's gospel, where the story of blind Bartimaeus. Very rarely are the people that Jesus helps or healed named in Scripture. Bartimaeus is one of those exceptions. Why? I think it is because Bartimaeus gives us an example of discipleship to follow. Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd are leaving Jericho. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem at the last time. This passage in Mark is just before Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, what we call Palm Sunday. Jericho is just 15 miles north of Jerusalem, a day's walk. Bartimaeus was sitting on the roadside. You see, Bartimaeus had his own obstacles. He was not only blind, but because of his blindness, he was an outcast in society. He was regulated to begging for food and money in order to survive. But Bartimaeus also had hope. He had heard about the miracles of this Jesus of Nazareth, how Jesus healed the lame, the sick, and the blind. And Jesus had even brought back life to someone who was already dead. Bartimaeus may have been blind, but he heard the people talking. He heard about Jesus, and he believed Jesus could heal him. Bartimaeus hears a crowd coming by, and he hears that it's Jesus of Nazareth. I imagine the adrenaline must have began to pump within Bartimaeus. Here was his chance. His chance to see, and it didn't matter what others thought. This was his chance to going from being an outcast in society to be a full participant in society. So he shouts out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And the people around him say, "Be quiet." But Bartimaeus was not deterred. He takes a big chance, conquers his fears, and calls out all the louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus this time hears him and stops and calls him over. When Jesus calls to Bartimaeus, he throws off his cloak. Now, in this story, the cloak for Bartimaeus represents his old life as a blind beggar. He wants nothing to come between him and Jesus. So he throws off his cloak. Unlike the rich young ruler from a few weeks ago, who just couldn't give up his possessions, Bartimaeus is not letting anything stand in the way between him and Jesus. No obstacles. Jesus asks Bartimaeus a very familiar question, one we heard Jesus ask his disciples, James and John, just last week. "What do you want me to do for you?" Bartimaeus says to Jesus, "My teacher, let me see again." And Jesus says to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Bartimaeus believed what was written about Jesus in Isaiah chapter 35. Says, "Be strong, do not fear, God will come, and he will come to save you. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened." And because of his faith, Bartimaeus was healed. But he was healed more, it was more than a physical healing. It also, Bartimaeus experienced a spiritual healing. And I know this because Bartimaeus was not content to stay on the sidelines as an outcast anymore. He didn't go back to his home, even though Jesus told Bartimaeus to go. But Scripture tells us that immediately he gained his sight and followed Jesus on the way. Bartimaeus didn't go back for his cloak. He leaves everything behind to follow Jesus on the way. On the way to where? Well, if you were listening at the beginning of my sermon, you would know. To Jerusalem. To Jesus' death on the cross to save humanity. Bartimaeus gives us a great example of what active faith in Jesus means. Though he was blind, Bartimaeus grasped who Jesus is. The term for Jesus, Son of David, is only used in Mark's gospel, but it definitely ties Jesus to the greatest king of the Jewish people. He sees Jesus as God's royalty, but he also sees him as someone who cares for the outcasts, someone who has the power of God. Bartimaeus also is very persistent in his faith. Despite the barriers and prejudice, some of the crowds rebuking Bartimaeus tell him to be quiet, but that just makes Bartimaeus even louder. You need to remember that in Jesus' time, when a person had a disease or a hardship or a disability, it was thought to be because of sin in their life. By healing Bartimaeus, once again, Jesus turns upside down the beliefs of his time. Bartimaeus expects transformation. Transformation does not necessarily mean physical healing, for Bartimaeus was not only physically healed, but spiritually healed. Remember, Jesus told him to go, and instead, he follows Jesus on the way. Jesus could have said to Bartimaeus, "Your faith has made you well. Come, follow me." He didn't do that. He told him to go. But Bartimaeus, not only being healed physically, was spiritually healed, and he knew he had to follow Jesus, leaving his old life behind him. And the last thing that we learn from Bartimaeus is he asked the right thing of Jesus. When Jesus asked Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" his reply is a simple request voiced with the confidence that Jesus could deliver. "That I see again." Having the faith that Jesus can bring wholeness and deliverance from what people seek. Yet we have to be careful about this story and not see Jesus as some kind of cosmic genie. Yes, God wants us to have wonderful things in our lives, but that does not mean that God gives us everything we ask for. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, the Apostle Paul prayed 3 times to the Lord to take a thorn from his side. We don't know what this ailment was for Paul, but we know that Paul did not want to keep it. And God's reply to Paul was this: "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." We all have troubles. We all have weaknesses in our lives. When we rely on God, then that is sufficient for us. My power is made perfect in our weakness. The simple story of healing of Bartimaeus gives us so much to think about, doesn't it? So I go back to the first question I asked at the beginning. What would you ask Jesus? Would you have, when he asks you, what would you have me do for you? Do you ask for power, as James and John did? Do we have a burning question for Jesus, like the Pharisees about divorce, or the rich young ruler about what he needed for eternal life? Or do we just throw off what separates us from Jesus and follow him on the way, knowing that the path may not always be easy? Jesus is asking us to live by our faith and not by sight, to follow him on the way, a path that is not always easy, but the rewards are eternal. The story of Bartimaeus should give us hope in the midst of the trials and tribulations and sufferings of our own lives. Jesus sees our heart, and he wants us to be transformed to follow him on the way. Amen.